The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening. Welcome to the Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now your hosts of the Forcecast, Jason and Pete.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Tanned, rested, and ready. Right?
I'm back.
And really excited to do the show.
I missed last week.
Yeah. I felt left out. I was left out. Jay did an excellent job filling in for me, but I was listening to the show, thinking of the things that I would have said to you, and Jay didn't say them because he's not me.
Right.
And, you know, so I was like, this isn't how the show goes.
But last week? And we muddled through.
And it was fantastic. I would have listened to the show if I was, you know, if I was not already a fan and a host of the show. I would listen to you and Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If it just happened to be us?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not. It's you and I.
It's
Jason and Pete.
United again.
Host of the Forcecast. We are your weekly dose of Star Wars and the official podcast of TheForce.net and RebelScum.com. Let's give some sponsor love. Why don't you give the sponsor love?
Well, of course, our sponsor and the group that makes everything happen for us here at the Forcecast, makes it all possible, is officialpicks.com. That's picks with an X.com. You already know that they are the autograph provider of C4, but you also can, at any time during the year, purchase officially licensed autograph memorabilia from Official Picks and never worry one time about whether it's authentic or not, because it is always authentic.
That's right.
Official Picks.
Hence the term official. They're not unofficial picks.
This is Official Picks, baby.
So thank you to them. Well, let's see. We're going to start off, rather than apologies, we'll get to those in a minute.
We'll work into those.
We have some birthdays. Birthdays in the Star Wars universe. As the show goes live today, first we have John Ratzenberger.
Well, to say there, Normie. There's some tauntauns out there. You could ride one of those out there.
Well, that part was actually cut. That's on one of the deleted scenes.
Well, you know, I remember as a kid seeing the trading card
mm-hmm.
from Empire and thinking, gosh, this guy looks an awful lot like Cliff Clavin. But I didn't believe it.
Because I don't believe the sound is actually him.
I don't think it is either. And we need to find that out.
Yes.
Because it does not. So we don't have a sound clip.
He is an actor.
Right. I mean, isn't he the guy that says, still no sign of Solo or Skywalker?
Yeah. I don't know if he does it quite as poorly, but thanks for that.
But it's way over the top.
Yes, it is.
He's like way too emotional.
Yes.
Like he's holding back tears.
Yeah. They're lost.
Because it was his only line. Maybe that's what he said.
You gotta sell it.
Okay, but we know someone who has had more than just one line. Celebrating a birthday today. The one, the only, the incomparable, the ladies' man himself, Billy Dee Williams.
That's the money for the orphanage. That means, Mr. Lashad, you're the Cobra.
Sorry, baby, it's just business.
All this time it was you.
Pretty and smart. What a shame.
Razzle dazzle!
Autumn, Crystal, bad news. Corvette was working for the Cobra. But fear not, he will pay.
And cut! Check the guide.
Checking.
Well, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you. Billy Dee, it was so great working with you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
You're sweet.
Take care.
You too.
Man, is he smooth.
I tell you what, the guy just gets, he's like fine wine. He just gets better with age.
Yeah.
Turning 70 this week. And those were some clips from his appearance on Lost recently.
It's just business, baby. Man, that's solid gold.
Oh, it's good stuff. Well, he wasn't the only Star Wars actor to have a television appearance recently. I guess Peter Mayhew was on this show called Identity.
Yes.
Let's see here. I think we've got a clip of that, too.
Got a clip? Is there a clip?
There's a clip.
I thought there was a clip.
Okay, here's the clip.
Your next identity is worth $15,000. Take a look. Take a shot.
Next, I'm going to go with Chewbacca. I think Chewbacca was short. Wait. Oh, wait. Was Chewbacca
what?
Short or was Chewbacca the really tall one? Yeah. Chewbacca was the big one. Chewbacca was the big, hairy one.
I believe I'm the big, hairy one.
I know it's not the women, so we can rule out the women. I really
At least she knows
believe that.
That
number 12. I'm settled with that. I'm settled with number 12 as Chewbacca, and I'm locking it.
If you're right, you'll have $15,000.
You
bet number 12 is Chewbacca.
It's real
names. Number 12, is that your identity?
May the force be with you.
Oh, there he is. Yes. Peter Mayhew. Oh.
That's Peter Mayhew there. 30-year anniversary. 30 years ago, he was in the Chewbacca suit.
Star Wars is everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and to follow up on that, yes, I have seen the show, and it's train wreck television. You don't want to admit that you're staring at it, but you have to. It really should be called Perpetuate the Stereotype, because that's what it's, pick out people based on stereotypes.
Right, right. Well, Peter sticks out in a crowd.
yes, he I'm was assuming. The really tall one.
Well, also, former NSYNC-er Joey Fatone was on Dancing with the Stars, and he did a little dance number to, the famed theme song, the main title, if you will. And we watched that on YouTube earlier, and I gotta say, the best part of it was his partner.
Yes.
In the gold bikini. Have you seen this, folks? You gotta check it out. We'll have the link yeah. on our show notes.
Her name is Kim with a Y.
Right.
And
why not?
When she came on, I was like, oh.
Yeah. And well, he had the Jedi robe, and he had a master replica saber, and it was a cool dance move.
And he's very good.
Yeah, I mean, you got the 30th anniversary of Star Wars. They had this neat little R2 moment too in their
it's worth watching if you haven't, but
and the only thing that the judges could say was that Joey Fatone's rear end stuck out too much of his suit.
I think there's a lot of people out there that can go, that's a problem for me, too.
But it is everywhere. And it's pretty cool. I mean, they're making sure that no matter where you turn, there's something to remind you. Even the post office. We'll get more to that, too. Yeah. Just to give you a little clue.
Teaser.
Rebel base.
You're good at those.
I found them. I repeat, I found them. That's all I'm going to say. I was a man on a mission, let me tell you. Oh, yes. The deadline is approaching for the Star Wars Fan Movie Challenge. You want to make sure that you get your submissions in by April 30th to be considered for one of the golden R2 and 3PO statues that will be given away at Celebration 4. Now, not long ago, we kind of put the challenge out of our own to see if somebody would take some clips of the Force Cast and animate them. And I can't believe it, but somebody actually did. And now you were away.
Yes.
When this happened, but you have seen it now.
I have.
Is it?
It's phenomenal.
Well, there was
I'm looking at it and going, how does this happen?
Well, and they got the expressions down. Great. You got to check it out. We'll have the link. I'll tell you what we're going to send you. We're going to send you to our forums. Okay.
Yes.
We're not going to put this on our show notes. We're going to put it in our forums because we can, and we want you to go there. So check it out at rebelscum.com. Go to the forums, and then under miscellaneous, there's the weekly Force Cast forums. So you want to check that out. But They did. Let's see. They did the little exchange we had a couple of weeks ago about if there was no Star Trek, there would be no Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
And then they animated the fantastic Colt 45 Force Cast parody that you and Jimmy put together. And then they animated even the MS, the 501st Trooper MS walk.
Promo.
PSA. Yeah, PSA. Let's call it this. Yeah. PSA.
Yes.
That we've been airing. So they've done an awesome job. So you got to check this out.
And Kay and Mark, who are dedicated listeners to us, and thank you so much. We have no idea how much time you put in on that, but it was awesome. It totally made my day.
Oh. Yeah, it was. That was when one of those moments where you're like, wow, there really are fans of this show.
Yes, and Jay actually reminded us of
it. Right.
Hey, there are fans. No, we know there's a lot of great fans out there, and we appreciate every single one of you.
Well, Chelsea and Virginia wanted to write in and let us know that we made a mistake last week.
Unbelievable.
It was not just one mistake last week, but the one that Chelsea points out is she says, you said that Ewan McGregor's 34th birthday was on Saturday. Actually, it was his 36th. Now, he'd probably rather be 34 than 36, but as a big Ewan fan, I like when all his facts are correct. So she sent us a link to the Ewan McGregor fan site. I believe we've heard from, I'm sorry, it looks like it's Chelsea from Virginia. We've heard from her before.
Yes. This week, in fact.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
This week?
Yes.
What else did she have to say?
Well, she also had a little comment about how the Trekker guy is delusional.
Oh, we'll get to that one later.
Yes, we'll get to that one shortly.
But she took me to task right when we first started the show in the fall, because I said something about Ewan, and she was all irate.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we do have that here.
I told you.
My mistake. We do have Chelsea. She says that the Trekker guy is delusional. She says, I'm sure that Trek has great fans, but just like Star Wars, but seriously, love and peace? Y'all were right when you said the show is about blowing stuff up, about Spock, Kirk, and McCoy. Maybe that guy was just trying to start something. I also don't believe there's any feud between the two sets of fans. I grew up watching both, and I'm sure a lot of people did too. Even in the Star Trek thread at StarWars.com, most of the posters there say that there is no feud. Why can't we all just get along? Well,
and of course we can, because it is all about love and peace.
Right. Wasn't that
in the end, it's all about love and peace.
Well, and you know, I don't want to perpetuate this any further than it's gone, but there's no reason for, you know, like Jay said, you know, it was okay to be a Trek fan at a time when there was no Star Wars. There was no new Star Wars going on. I remember those dark times. And right now, it's kind of dark times for Star Trek fans.
Yeah.
Until this new movie comes out, if it ever does. Also, speaking of Jay Shepard, I love when Jay screws up. Because it's so rare. It's so rare. It could be a holiday. But one of our listeners here, Hippie Trooper Bert, also known as TK7528, writes in to say, hey guys, I just listened to your Forcecast from last week and heard Mr. Shepard's fumbling attempt. That's something you never hear with
no.
Jim. Fumbling attempt. To name the clone unit at Felucia under the command of Aayla Secura. Shame on you, Jay. He goes on to say that he is Commander Bly. That's his costume.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the 327th Star Corps under the leadership of Commander Bly. Yes.
Well, like we said, Jay is rarely wrong. And since he apologized for me last week, I will apologize in his stead this week. I apologize. 417, 327. They're close. They may be divisible. I don't know. I'm not big on math.
Right. Well, to quote Jay, it was the 417th or something like that. Way to be precise, Jay Shepard. But hey, Jay Shepard rocks.
He does.
Well, we also mentioned last week about this new line of busts that are coming out from Gentle Giant, and we didn't have a whole lot of information on, you know, how they kind of stack up size-wise with the with the regular mini busts or the bust ups for that matter. But if you check it out, a Gentle Giant on their blog, they've got a great photograph reference of all three lines, and they all happen to be Boba Fett.
Don't mess with Boba Fett.
And you don't want to mess with these. They got them all stacked up. You got the mini bust, or excuse me, the bust up, and then the Boba Fett Classics bust, which is the new line. And then there it goes. It's this time of day. It's this time of night. Pete's cell
phone
is going off.
And it is Jay Shepard.
Oh, Jay Shepard.
Hello, Jay. Hey, what's happening, man? Oh, yeah, we're recording right now.
He's on the air.
Okay, breaking news from Jay Shepard.
All right.
This just in.
Okay. This is exciting.
New comics list for 2007.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Star Wars Legacy number 14
uh-huh.
will start a 6-part arc.
Okay.
Where we find out who Darth Crate is. And again, there's been rampant speculation about who he actually is.
Right.
So this will be the arc that will start it all, coming in July.
My money? Lando.
His money's on Lando. What do you think?
Hey, baby, it's only business.
Jay says no.
Oh, well, you know, Jay lacks imagination. All right. Well, anyway, cool. If you check out the official blog here at Gentle
Giant,
well,
you
can check out the how they stack up.
Bye.
So again, if you missed, like I did and a lot of people did, getting on the ground floor of the mini busts, you can try the Classics bust line. Also, the History Channel, you know, kind of we were talking about Trek earlier. I don't know. Probably a lot of Star Wars fans are getting sick and tired of all of these Star Trek documentaries on Discovery Channel and History Channel and whatnot. There have been a lot of them. Well, we're finally going to get a Star Wars documentary. We haven't had one really since the Ken Burns Star Wars doc that was done for the DVDs. But we're getting one. It looks like
Memorial Day weekend, of course.
Well, that
Celebration
would make sense,
4.
Yeah, so there's not really a lot of detail on what this is going to be, but basically the influence of the whole Star Wars phenomenon is going to be covered. So, great time to air it. Also, the official website StarWars.com has started a new series called 30 Years Ago This Month, and this is kind of cool. It just gives you an idea of what was going on in the down when they were down to the wire in the post production stages of A New Hope, when they were making that and doing all of the last minute kind of crazy, we got to get this movie out in a few months.
So, what, it's right around the corner?
So check that out. That's pretty cool, too. And they got just not just, you know, necessarily the things that were going on at ILM, but also some of the cultural things that were like, some of the happenings, give you an idea of what it was like, you know, to be alive. To be alive at that time.
Yeah.
I was not.
I was.
You were.
But barely conscious.
Well,
speaking of around the corner.
Celebrate good times. Come on. Star Wars Celebration.
All right. I think we've got the math figured out. We're counting down to Celebration 4. Pete.
And my apologies again. Apparently, I was using the non-standard calendar. I was using one from 1985. For some reason, it didn't match up.
So how many weeks?
We have 7 weeks to go.
All right.
And of course, we've been dealing out tips, and Jay jumped in for my stead on the tips as well. And thank you very much for that. But this week, we're going to talk about a little bit of collecting. Now, we've got some collecting news later on, but there's going to be a huge dealer room. I don't know if you, most of our listeners, I'm sure, have been to one of the celebrations or at least a convention before, and you know the sizable amount of dealers that are usually there. Well, this is going to be even bigger.
Huge.
And so make sure you look for your bargains. You know, you may go to one dealer and see something for $10, and the next one it may be $5. So just keep an eye out. Don't jump on things that right off the bat, except if it's something that you really want, don't be naive, because there might be other people out there that want it too. If you've got an eye out for something, jump on it as soon as he can.
And I would say, unless it's a really rare item, don't buy it the first day.
Right.
Because those prices start to come down as the convention wears on. Because these guys don't necessarily want to take all of that swag back that they came out there with. So you might be able to see that. Now, some, what is some of this swag going to be? Well, we know for sure. Hasbro has officially announced that the Celebration Action Figure exclusive is going to be the Celebration Action Figures exclusive, a two-pack of the Ralph McQuarrie original concept R2-D2 and C-3PO. They are very, very cool, and they do have a unique collector's coin with them, as do all of the 30th anniversary Star Wars figures. Now, there's been some confusion because the card backs have that original one-sheet image of Luke and Han. You know, Luke's, you know, got the chest busting out. You know, he looks real buff, and Leia's down by his leg. So there was some confusion, some people thinking that perhaps there would be a Luke Skywalker McQuarrie figure. And that's not the case yet. There will be one. It'll be part of Wave 5 of the 30th Anniversary Collection. But it's not going to be a C4 exclusive. The C4 exclusive is indeed the 3PO and R2, and I think it's very cool.
Yes.
I'm happy to see that.
Iconic, to say the least.
Oh, no doubt about it. So, also, some new celebrities announced for the official picks autograph room. We've got Amy Allen. We've got, of course, Ayla Sakura.
Delectable.
Yes, she's wonderful. Jerome Blake, who played a number of characters, including Mas Amida and Rune Hako. Colin Higgins, an X-Wing pilot. Alan Rusko, Plo Koon, and Bib Fortuna in Episode 1. Matthew Wood, the voice of General Grievous. Also, Tarful, Mike Kingma.
Well, and
I have to interject.
I'm glad to see that he's coming, because I remember last year at Celebration 3, he didn't make it because he got stopped at customs or something like that.
That's right. There was a story there.
From to Australia. So I'm glad to see he's back on the list, and he hopefully will make it this time.
And we got a lot of Ewoks, which is kind of cool. Also, the voice of Asajj Ventress from the Clone Wars cartoon series, Gray Delisle, looks like. And I am Sith. So, no, that was me. That wasn't Gray, but she's got a great voice.
She does.
Also, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but there will be some FX lightsaber trials going on. There will be the extreme battle, there will be the master exhibition, and there will be the freestyle challenge. Master Replica will be putting those on, so check out the official site for more details on that, and also our show notes. 7 weeks to go. We have booked our voyage. We know what hotel we're going to be in.
It's all coming together.
It's all coming together. C4 coming at you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
This is The Forcecast with Jason and Pete.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
The galaxy is listening.
I have good news for you, my lord.
That's good news.
Come closer, I have good news.
Oh, I forgot to say punch it this time. I said it last week.
Yes, you did. And it was actually the first time in a while.
It was. Well, we get emails. We actually got an email from one of our listeners. I can't remember who it was offhand, but it was one of our regular emailers. He says, you don't say punch it anymore. I kind of miss that. So, sorry. Punch it! That's a little late.
Yes.
Well, you know, these stories are going to kind of come at you in a random fashion, because that's what we've got. We've got like potpourri of headlines this week. This first one was kind of interesting, and we actually got some email on it, where there was a NASA study where they have determined that actually having two suns or more is more common than in our system, where you have one. So, if you recall,
head turned. looking off to the distance.
Hair flapping feathered. In the breeze.
Feathered hair.
Oh, we got to give credit to Charlie.
Charlie Ross. You got to. It's great.
But when you think about it, it would be kind of cool, you know, if we had something like that here. But maybe someday. Maybe someday we'll be able to travel from planet to planet and have our own binary sunset to watch. But anyway, so check that out. It's kind of a neat story.
It is a neat story, but...
They have some cool photos, too, from these super telescopes.
Right. I'm okay with the one sun we have right now. I'm good with that.
Where is it today?
Well, of you in Canton, we don't see it very often, so...
No, absolutely not. And we were mentioning Master Replicas just a little bit ago. They have announced that they will be partnering with Acme Archives to, of course, release a number of exclusive Star Wars-themed pieces, including giclées. That's literally, that's how you say it, apparently. Giclées and lithographs.
Galicious.
Yeah, not galicious. Those are what you put on when you go outside in the snow.
Yes.
But anyway, it's pretty interesting that now we got Master Replicas teaming up with Acme, whereas before it was always Sideshow.
It was Sideshow. And it looks like Sideshow will still maintain a relationship with them because it does look like they still have some of their stuff up there, but it may not be the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. Now, they also go on here. This is, I believe, taken from their press release that you can find the highlights from it, of course, theforce.net on our show notes. But that it's not just going to be Star Wars items that this relationship is going to yield. It's going to be all kinds of things, all the different licenses that they have. And I think it's, you know, really Acme, you know, they're going to partner with the company that has a lot of licenses.
Yeah.
And, well, Sideshow does too.
Sideshow probably has more.
Yeah, actually, they probably do when you think about it.
You know, it's probably something to do with distribution and ability to work through certain things. You never know. But it's nice that they're at least staying in the family of Star Wars licensee.
Well, I mean, these Acme Archives, these giclées and lithos for, you know, the character keys. I mean, these things just blew up and came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the first few come by and I'm like, those are kind of neat. But I thought they were a little pricey for what they were. And then, man, all of a sudden the value has just gone crazy.
Yeah, they've taken off.
They really have. And now I'm looking at them and I'm like, don't.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it would be very cool to have.
If I had $1 million.
Well, yeah, now, seems like. But what a great way to, like, you know, gussy up a room.
Yes.
Somewhere my wife's, you know, ears are bleeding as I say that. But so to launch this, they're giving away giclées for free. Yeah. These new exclusive pieces of art are going to be made available at no additional charge with the purchase of a Master Replicas limited edition. So to kick off the program, the first 500 customers to order the highly anticipated Stormtrooper helmet limited edition next week from MasterReplicas.com will be treated to an all-new Stormtrooper giclée drawn by fan favorite Star Wars artist Tom Hodges. Of course, we've had Tom on the Forcecast. So that's pretty
cool.
A couple times, that's right. A couple times. So anyway, that's the big news coming out of Master Replica and Acme Archives. Now, there's some other news here about, I don't know about everyone's favorite rocker, but some favorite rocker.
A very popular rocker.
Right. Now this is the point where we get sued.
But we're only giving clips.
Is your music pod safe? Well, he's no stranger to the news, but he's kind of a stranger to our news. The one and only Bono. Bono? Sorry.
Bono. It is Bono.
Excuse me. I'm not a big fan. Was knighted last week and kind of joked that he was maybe going to join the Jedi Order instead. Actually, he said that his two sons, who were at the ceremony, were disappointed that Dad was not presented with a Star Wars lightsaber. He says, my son thought I was becoming a Jedi. But nonetheless, he had to settle for a sword given by the Queen. But anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, you know, they would have to be careful because, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, want to watch the whole replica thing. And I'm sure he got a real sword from the queen, so.
Yeah, did they actually give them the sword, I wonder?
I would bet.
Or like a fake one that looks like the one that they use in the ceremony?
I wonder if any of our listeners have ever been knighted.
Oh, do we have any knights?
I guarantee we don't. I mean, it's not like it's something that they just give out.
Yeah.
Like
trying to think who
best podcast listener.
No.
They don't give up. They don't get knighted for that.
No, probably not.
But maybe we can talk to I don't know. Maybe we'll track down Ian McKellen at some point. Talking to him would be a larf. He's been knighted.
Yeah, he has.
We'll ask him.
Well, wait a minute. Now? You're talking about the wrong Ian.
Are you sure that Ian McKellen or Ian McDiarmid has been knighted?
I believe he is Sir Ian McDiarmid. I believe he is.
But all right.
Have you ever heard the tale?
The tale. I'm sorry, that was early.
Knighted.
No, I believe he is. I believe he is. Yeah. I'm almost positive.
I will take your word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I met him, you know.
I do.
This hand. He was so annoyed with me. He really was.
Which one is it?
Which camera are we looking at? You little piece of... Jake. Anyway. Oh, you know what we forgot to mention when we were talking about Master Replicas a little bit ago?
What was that?
The smallest edition size in Master Replicas history.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How about 100 pieces?
That's small.
Yeah, that's really small. You know, I'm going to have my Andy Rooney moment here. If you'll allow me.
I will.
This Shadow Stormtrooper thing has to stop. Can I just go on record and say this? I'm sorry, but I find it to be one of the lamest excuses for an exclusive item. I mean, the first few were cool. Now, everybody who has ever done anything with a Stormtrooper is doing the Shadow Stormtrooper in that. It's very limited. Because... Well, It's like a negative image, for crying out loud. I mean, it's not a limited edition. It's just kind of complete, you know what I'm saying? I feel kind of ripped. I mean, yeah, it's cool.
You know what I hate?
I just think it's too easy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's too easy.
It is certainly very easy, but it also looks cool.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It looks very cool. But anyway, so there's going to be 100 of them. 100 of these helmets for Master Replicas. Okay, now I'm going to give you your Andy Rooney moment.
Okay.
You know that story that was posted over at CNN.com?
I know of.
Yeah, they had the best and worst battles from various films. Star Wars didn't get any in the best.
Ridiculous.
But we did get number one and number two of the worst. Now, these are fighting words because they included the Return of the Jedi, the Battle of Endor, as I don't know if it was the number one or number two. I don't really care.
No.
It doesn't matter to me. This is a slap in the face.
It is.
I happen to love the Battle of Endor. I mean, you've got that three-front battle going on. I mean, you got the whole thing with the shield generator, which is great. Great Han and Leia moments. Great moments with everybody. I mean, I don't care. Give me a break with this. I'm so tired of hearing about this. I hate the Ewok stuff. I've been listening to it for over 20 years. I'm tired of it. There's nothing wrong with the Ewoks. But you got some great stuff going on, you know, with the whole shield generator getting in there. You got Lando leading the attack on the Death Star.
One of the biggest space battles ever done.
Incredible. Incredible. We gotta give him more time. And and you got, in my opinion, probably the most I think it's the most emotional and highly dramatic lightsaber battle in the whole saga. The final duel between Vader and Luke. It's literally the climax of the entire saga.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you want to get technical about it.
Right. And it's not flips and doodahs.
No, but
it is an extraordinarily emotional battle.
I will not fight you.
Right.
I love it.
But then skipping around, the next one on the list is the Battle of Naboo, which has a lightsaber battle with all the flips and all the doodahs. So what do you want? You know,
what do you want from a CNN.com?
You know, I'm sure he doesn't like it because, you know, it's the Gungans and whatever. You know, that's the common factor right there. It's these alien creatures, and he doesn't like to see that. But, you know, I can't give any credence to this list because Starship Troopers made it onto the top 10 list. And I'm okay with Starship Troopers. I actually like the movie. But it is Chief
Who saw
Factor
that
Central.
Movie? Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
I've never seen it.
And I enjoyed it, but it's also James Vanderbeek and, you know, Denise Richards, and it's Neil Patrick Harris as a genius. I can't buy it, but hey, you know, but...
That guy's not typecast or anything.
No, not at all. But, you know, I mean, it was... The battles in there, they're on a grand scale, but there's nothing that really was mind-blowing about it. So I really just can't take the whole list seriously, and especially
there's like Tora,
Apocalypse Now, and Saving Private Ryan. Those were both. I can give you those because those are intense battles. They're intense.
Yeah, but I mean, why even put the sci-fi stuff on there if you're not going to take it seriously?
Right.
Of course, Lord of the Rings is on both lists.
Yeah,
and of course, like you mentioned, Starship Troopers, which I've never seen. I guess that, you know, I don't know. Whatever that makes me. I haven't seen that.
The movie didn't give the book justice.
Ah, I see. Well, all right. Well, actually, that's a great segue. Talk about justice. The split between Hyperspace, the official fan club, and the magazine, Star Wars Insider. We've got a little bit more information on what Hyperspace is going to look like here pretty soon. $14.95 a year.
It's okay. A nice price.
What's it going to get you? Well, early access and perks at official Star Wars events. Okay, well, that's great when there's an official event. And, you know, this may be the last one. Who knows?
Don't even say that.
But, okay, I mean, that's cool. You get the lounge. Like they had at Celebration 3, and you get they do give you a full day. I mean, you can't really make light of that. You get a full day of the convention just for the fan club members. So that's nothing to sneeze at. But again, if this is the last one, of course, it probably isn't if they're, you know. I mean, we do have some 30th anniversaries coming up.
Yes.
Of a couple other movies that come to mind. But also, first looks and sneak peeks.
You're talking about Howard the Duck, aren't you?
Wasn't she also the mom in Back to the Future?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was Leah Thompson.
It was, yes.
First looks and sneak peeks at new Star Wars projects. Okay, so that's pretty cool. I mean, if depending on how they do it, and if we actually get some sneak peeks of these things, the fact that they've got several episodes of the animated series in the can and we haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say anything. We have seen the Yoda. The look at two, actually, for those in the know.
Yes.
Let's see what else they have. Oh yes, the Star Wars Insider kind of supplemental thing, and that's really nothing new. Banff the Tracks online, some collector benefits, get VIP treatment at Star Wars Shop with discounts on selected merchandise and purchase rights on hot on demand products or in demand products. That's kind of cool. And you're a member, they do send you these bulletins so that they come up before connect with fellow fan club members. Okay, well, the blogging and the message boards, but that's really not just unique to Hyperspace.
I mean, listen here, Debbie Downer. Let's talk. There is some good stuff. I mean, you glossed over one of the things that I'm excited about, which is a new digital download area where they're going to do icons and wallpapers and audio clips and a lot of other stuff, which I always had hoped that they would have on there. As part of Hyperspace before, but they hadn't. So I'm glad that they've looked into that and they're going to add that. And there's not going to be any real drastic changes, but you know, you'll see the changes
it seems like more of the same to me a little bit. I would like to see, again, I don't know why they can't position themselves to be like, you know, the YouTube of Star Wars. Why it can't be my one-stop shop for, you know, all this fan-made content. There's so much of it, and it's free, to them, you know, and it just seems like a no-brainer. But I don't know.
Well, I'm expecting good and big things.
Well, we got an email from Jay Shepard that kind of breaks this all down, and I'm gonna read this verbatim because I don't want to screw this up. Jay writes in just to kind of clear some things up. He says, okay, when IDG was running the magazine, The Insider, between September 04 and March 07, the cost for a 6-issue subscription plus Hyperspace was $39.95.
Mm-hmm.
Titan takes over with issue 93, and Hyperspace is now separate from the magazine. Titan's going to publish 6 issues of Insider a year for $24.95, which is an introductory price. If you subscribe after June 1st, the price goes up to $29.95, and all you get is the magazine. Hyperspace is, again, now separate. It's going to cost less. It used to be $19.95. Now it's going to be $14.95. And, you know, it's going to give you all the, you know, the bells and whistles we just talked about. If you have a current Hyperspace membership as of April 1st, you can get your perks at C4, according to Mary Franklin at Lucasfilm. So when they mail out the lanyards or when you pick them up at will call, they'll check your name against the register of current members. The current subscription of Insider carries over to Titan and will expire whenever you're paid up through. Okay, so you're not going to lose out. But if you have any questions, you can call 866-205-0034 just to double check. Also, as far as Hyperspace goes, you can log in to your account and check out your settings and you'll find out when it expires. The thing I'm wondering about is, I have mine set to automatically renew, just, you know, charges the credit cards. I don't have to be bothered.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if that's going to switch over.
Well, there's this handy number that you can call.
Yeah, right. I could call the number. Okay. But the bottom line is this, and this is what Jay says. So if you continue with your subscriptions right away, the new total is $39.90. Okay, and that's 5 cents less than before. But when you renew your Insider in the next year, cost will increase $5 up to $29.95. So, you know, pick your poison. But I think overall, the fans are happy about this.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a lot of clamoring to separate these two.
Mm-hmm.
So these two entities. So. All right. Well,
that's your explanation.
Right, there you
for
go.
What it's worth.
So thank you, Jay Shepard, for breaking it all down.
Yes.
Break it down, Jay Shepard. All right. Well, we weren't the only ones that had an April Fool's prank. Actually, Sideshow had a great one where they announced that they had a new lineup of 12-inch figures called Extras and Ancillaries. So, now, I don't know how many people bought this because, I mean, can you really imagine them marketing a line of figures called Extras and Ancillaries? You know, I mean,
you never know.
Yeah. So they're saying, you know, imagine the galaxy without the bustling residents of Cloud City hurrying about their business, or Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen's house without that familiar picture of blue milk. So they're just talking about all these different things that they were going to make, and they let it go for a couple of days, and then they announced that it was not going to happen. So, but there's a demand for these characters.
People were genuinely excited. I believe I was excited.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think what tipped me off was the name, the title, Extras and Ancillaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I can't see that on a box.
Yeah, no.
So,
doesn't have the ring.
No, not at all.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
No, we haven't, and neither will you. According to the Jedi Journal's bookshelf, again, our own Jay Shepard, the Darth Plagueis novel that was to be written by James Luceno has been canceled. Well, what do you have to say about that?
Well,
I think a lot of people were definitely looking forward to this book. I mean, it was going to fill in a lot of holes. I have a little bit of theory as to why, but take it away, Pete.
Well, I am certainly disappointed, and one of the reasons is I was just getting into James Luceno's Labyrinth of Evil, which I've been going through, and I really enjoy the way he writes the Sith, and there are some great fill-in that he does with the backstory of Count Dooku and Palpatine and the whole thing with Sifo Dyas and a lot of great stuff there. So I was looking forward to that. However, not allowing myself to be sucked into your hole of drudgery that you created
what are you
with being negative about everything lately.
Am I really?
No, you're not.
I have been. Have I been negative?
You have been a little bit negative.
No, what, just this show? Or
no, like for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. But you're not negative, but I'm being the ray of sunshine.
All right.
The yin to your yang.
All right, shine the light on me.
There's the one of the things that I like about the Sith, and I'm totally addicted to the Sith. I want to know as much as possible about them. I've read as many books as I can find about them. Is that the shroud of mystery that covers them is part of their allure,
right?
So this will just kind of keep the mystery going a little bit. There'll be more speculation, more, you know, this won't fill in the holes. There will still just be that mysterious period and this mysterious Darth Plagueis. You don't know what he really was. You know, he could have been a Jedi. He could have been, you never know. So,
well,
that's my ray of sunshine.
I kind of think that they have bigger plans for this particular era.
I believe so, and I think on the blog of the person from Del Rey who announced that it was going to be
canceled, Sue Rustoni,
she said that they just didn't think there was enough to go on at this point. So there may be plans for that, I think.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, it's too meaty. It's too meaty of a story idea, I think, to just let die.
Oh yeah,
I mean, there's definitely going to be room in the EU, whether it be a comic book series,
and there may be other stuff they want to pound out.
A Palpatine book,
yeah. Oh man, I would love that one.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean,
right.
I'd rather a Palpatine book necessarily, you know, than a Darth Plagueis book, and it makes more sense, I think, to focus on Palpatine than it would Plagueis, because we want to. I mean, obviously, Palpatine's going to figure into it, and he's a much more important character. In terms of G canon, at least.
But again, a part of what makes Palpatine such a great character is the shadow, the mystery.
Sure, sure.
And you don't know how
it's kind of like
strings.
What you're saying is the Sith. It's kind of like a magic trick. Once you know how the trick is done,
right.
It's no longer.
Well, and I go back to one of my favorite sequels of all time is Aliens, and one of the geniuses of Aliens is that. For the longest time, you don't see what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of
a lot of that was budgetary reasons.
Exactly. It was. There was
right.
They couldn't get around it. But there's so much anticipation and so much, and it may actually almost even be a letdown.
Yeah.
When you finally do see them. But I mean, that it gets your heart racing. So that cloud, that shroud of mystery, as they refer to several times, it'll just be on there for a little bit longer.
My hunch is that this project's probably going to resurface, and it may resurface in a way not unlike what we're seeing with The Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
In kind of a multimedia campaign. Because that era of the kind of the rise of Palpatine, the fall of Plagueis, it's just ripe for the pickings for something like this.
The following announcement is brought to you courtesy of your friends at TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
This is Sand Trooper TD0013 of a different point of view at ADPOV.net, and I need your help. On April 14, 2007, I will be taking part in the annual MS Walk on the Wild Side, which is a 6.1-mile trek beneath the Arizona sun, and I'll be doing it in full Sand Trooper gear. Now, until April 14th, the producers of this fine podcast you're listening to right now will have a link banner that says, Help TD0013 help those with multiple sclerosis. This orange and black banner will take you directly to my page on the MS Society's website, and there you can make a donation to the cause. From $1 to $1 million, anything you can spare would be most appreciated. For years you've heard me talk the talk, now I'm going to walk the walk. For updates on my progress, and debriefings after it's all said and done, keep an eye on my website at www.adpov.net. I'm TD0013. I'm from the Empire, and I'm here to help.
You must contact me.
Play back the entire message.
What message?
Message after the message.
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
It's a trick.
Send no reply.
We got all kinds of good Star Wars tales and listener mail from you. We want to thank you for that. First of all, this one is an email that I got from a fellow named Harry Spratlin, who is he works for the U.S. Postal Service in South Carolina, and they are planning quite an event in that particular area. Let's see here, where he's in. Oh boy. The Greater South Carolina Performance Cluster, wherever that is. So if you're in the Greater South Carolina Performance Cluster, I'm sure that means something to somebody.
I'm sure in the post office they know right where that is. They could probably point to it on a map and draw it.
I'm sure they could. But he emailed to let me know that they're planning quite an event, and they would like to get as many Star Wars fans out there the day that these stamps are released in May. So if you can't make it out to C4, and you're in, again, the Greater South Carolina Performance Cluster, you may want to head on over to the post office and check out what they've got going. So we wanted to thank Harry for letting us know that this is going on. Harry also, I got to confess, Harry emails me. I email Harry back. I said, look, I'm going crazy. I cannot find the R2 mailbox. It's not by the Hall of Fame. It's not out in front of my house. So those are the two most likely places for it to be.
Those are the only places I've been able to look.
Where is it? And he emails me right back, telling me he gave me the address.
That's so awesome.
I know. Isn't that great?
That's so cheating, though.
It is cheating. I know. I haven't put it on the Frapper map because I almost feel bad about it. But I don't feel that bad. Actually, the real reason is I was trying to take a picture of myself with it, with my camera phone, and my arm wasn't long enough to get both R2 and me into the picture. And of course, you were nowhere to be found all last week.
Sorry.
For reasons unknown. Anyway, well, our good buddy Dean from Australia, he sends us this great Star Wars tale voicemail, and we'll just let Dean take it away.
G'day guys, it's Dean from Australia here, calling in with another Star Wars tale for you. A few years ago, I had a moment where I looked at one of my pieces in my collection, which was a Harper's Dog Chow Star Wars sticker from the Return of the Jedi days. I looked at it and thought to myself, I wonder what this would be worth right now, because, I mean, I paid nothing for it at the time. Mum brought it home in a big bag of Harper's Dog Chow dog biscuits for the dog at the time, and the sticker was in it, and I dove in for it. It was a Han Solo one, and we collected probably two or three of these stickers before they actually went out of circulation. So anyway, I kept it, and over the years, I just sort of stayed in my collection. One day, I got a plastic card holder for it to keep it sort of preserved and protected. Showed it around to a few people and said, look, you know, what do you reckon this would be worth? And they kind of looked at me and scratched their heads and said, no, I've got no idea, you know, what do you think it's worth? And I said, I don't know. So, well, it got the better of me, so I went to eBay, as all Star Wars collectors do, and I put it on there to see what it would perhaps pick up. Well, I went away on holidays for about a week, and I was not anywhere near a computer during that time. And I came home about a week later and checked on my email and checked on eBay to see what this sticker was worth. And, you know, it got up to like $80 Australian. So, you know, do the math, work that out for US dollars. But the interesting thing about it was the person that was bidding on it. And the auction ended at the $85 mark or whatever, and I was blown away. I thought, a sticker worth $85? My goodness, you know. So I did the requisite sort of contacting people, contacting the buyer and exchanging details. And I don't know if I'm breaching any confidentiality things here with eBay and stuff, but, look, you know, you make up your own mind. The winning bidder was Steve Sansweet. And after I picked myself up off the floor and emailed this guy back and, you know, confirmed whether, you know, it was actually Steve Sansweet, I'd sold a sticker to Steve Sansweet. And it turns out that these Harper's Dog Chow stickers are as rare as hen's teeth. You cannot get them pretty much anywhere in the civilized world or the uncivilized world even. So I had the distinction of having sold a Star Wars item to Steven Sansweet. In the process of arranging the sale, he expressed concern to me. He said to me, you know, why are you selling this? If this is the only one you've got. And I went, aha, always two there are. I have another sticker in my collection, which remains quite happily in my collection, now knowing what it's worth. So, yeah, the transaction was great. Steve Sansweet actually signed his autograph onto a Lucasfilm letterhead for me, which I kind of requested. I was so thrilled, and that's now inside one of my Tome Arts price guides, which he was involved in doing. And, yeah, so somewhere in Rancho Obi-Wan is a Han Solo Harper's Dog Chow sticker, which I sold to Steve Sansweet. Okay, guys, thanks again. Love the show, as always. We'll catch you later. Bye.
I hope Dean's at C4.
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't heard if he's going to be there or not. But that's cool. That's cool.
what a crazy thing, though, you know, to have something. It almost makes you want to pull it back.
Well, yeah.
Because you're going, I have something so rare that Steve Sansweet wants it. Maybe I should keep this.
Yeah, I mean, that's every collector's dream is to, you know,
right, to have that piece.
Have that one item that, you know, that is rare, and it's always a very obscure item.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
You know, it's not, you know, a modern Hasbro Darth Vader action figure.
We know, of course, it is not.
Right. But so that was cool, and it's always a great pleasure to hear from Dean. I was just saying to Pete earlier, is there any accent? Excuse me, but is there any accent that's cooler in the world than the Australian accent?
I can't say that
there's
there
something
is,
very macho about it. I wish I had an Australian accent. There's something very macho about it.
Right.
Yeah. It's
well,
cool.
Maybe Australians are thinking, you know what's a great accent? Midwest American.
Well, I tell you what, it's the accent of Hollywood.
It is the accent of Hollywood.
Because they teach even Australians, when they do movies, they teach them to have that nondescript Midwestern accent. Yeah. I like that. That's nice to call all us Midwesterners nondescript.
Because
here's someone that's not nondescript. We got Jay from Parts Unknown. He didn't say where he was from, with his Star Wars tale, talking about watching the trilogy with his recovering girlfriend. This is pretty nice.
Hello, my name is Jay Scardina, and I called in to leave my Star Wars tale. A few years ago, my fiance now, she had surgery to have her gallbladder removed and was actually in bed for quite a few days, kind of recovering. So as an idea to help her out, I decided to buy the original Star Wars trilogy and watch all of them with her. At the time, she didn't really quite understand the prequels and where they stood along with the originals. So after seeing Revenge of the Sith, when it came out, she said, "Oh, everything makes sense now." So that was my Star Wars tale. I really love the podcast. I think it's a great show. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I wish the Unleashed figure line had kept on going there, Pete. So thank you, and may the Force be with you.
Jay's got your back on the Unleashed.
Misery certainly does love company.
Wasn't that nice? I mean, I guess that's one way to get your girlfriend to sit down and watch the trilogy.
If she can't
She's
move.
Recovering after surgery, right? Right. She can't. She has no other options. Yes. Well, you're going to watch what we're watching.
Just put the remote just slightly out of her reach.
Oh.
No, that's great, though. But I remember saying to a lot of people, when you see episode 3, it's all going to make sense.
Except to my stepdad.
Well, there are certain souls you cannot save.
Yeah. Yeah, who some at the end of Revenge of the Sith said, "Hey, he looks just like Darth Vader." Hey, you know, we also had mentioned several weeks ago that we hadn't really heard a lot of stories about meeting Anthony Daniels. We weren't sure. We were bragging up on Jeremy Bullock and some of the other celebrities that are super, super nice. And we didn't really know much about Anthony Daniels. Well, John from Kansas, he knows all about getting up close and personal with Anthony Daniels.
Hey, guys, this is John from Kansas, and I just wanted to call in with my Star Wars tale about Anthony Daniels. I was in the military in 2003, and Disney World was giving away free passes for 5 days for people to go down, and I went down for Star Wars weekend. What a better way to spend a free pass than to go meet Star Wars celebrities and hang out with other fans. Anyway, I was in an autograph line to get Anthony Daniels' autograph when all of a sudden, behind me, I feel someone moving through the crowd. I turn around, and this person asks me, "Do you mind if I cut in line?" And sure enough, it was Anthony Daniels. I promptly told him no, because I was trying to get his autograph. And he laughed and went up to the booth and sat down, and he started signing autographs. Well, it was hot in Florida that day, and when I got up there, I was sweating profusely from all the sun. Not the most pleasant of stories, I know. But anyway, he laughed about how hot it was and handed me some tissues so I could wipe myself off before we got our picture taken together. It was great to meet him, and I will never forget it. Thanks, guys, and may the force be with you.
All right, so we've gotten a lot of reports. Tony Daniels?
Good guy.
Good guy. We're gonna call him Tony from now on.
Till we meet him, and he goes, "I don't like that."
Don't call me Tony.
Can we call you Tony? No, you may not.
Yeah, you'd say in that very polite British way.
Yes.
You know? We've got just some regular listener mail here. This from Eric, who was one of our winners in one of our most recent contests where we had people pledge allegiance to the Forcecast. Eric has a kind of a question or a comment or something. Take it away, Eric.
Hi, guys. This is Eric from... well, actually, Maryland. I said Washington when I called in on the Pledge of Allegiance contest, but I'm actually from Maryland. I just wanted to let you guys know that I was watching episode 3, and I noticed an inconsistency. When Anakin says, "Put me on the council and not make me a master, it's never been done in the history of the Jedi Order," he's actually wrong. I forget who it is, but in episode 1, there's actually a Jedi who was on the council and who was a Jedi Knight. I think it's Ki-Adi Mundi, but I'm not sure. Just wanted to call and let you know I noticed that. Okay, bye.
It is, in fact, Ki-Adi Mundi.
You know, when I hear that email or that voicemail from Eric, I think about when I was, you know, his age and I was in middle school. I'd love to have met Eric.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet Eric now.
Yes.
That guy, he knows what he's talking about. I actually never caught that.
Yes, but it he is actually correct that Ki-Adi Mundi actually took Micah Jett, the Jedi Masters, took his seat on the Jedi Council, but was not made a master as of yet. So in episode 1, he is in fact just a Jedi Knight.
We need to get Jay Shepard to weigh in on this.
He will find out that Eric and I are absolutely correct.
Oh, I don't blame that. No. Make no mistake. I'm not doubting that you're correct, but it just seems kind of a glaring mistake.
Well, and that brings me to a very interesting point that I was thinking of. And I throw this out there to all continuity hounds. One of my favorite movies is Pulp Fiction. I know you've never seen it, and if you haven't seen it, you definitely owe it to yourself. Eric, unfortunately, you probably shouldn't watch it. It's a little bit graphic and gory for a guy your
age. That's right,
age,
Eric. But I won't watch it either.
But put it on your list for later. But there, Quentin Tarantino in the movie repeats a scene at the beginning and at the very end. And the dialogue is different in the scenes.
Uh-huh.
And he did it on purpose.
Right.
Saying that this is the story and it's changing perspectives.
Okay.
So I've always had that idea that whenever there's a continuity error such as that, it's from a different perspective. Anakin at that point was furious.
Right.
Because he wasn't being made a master. He wasn't getting what he wanted. So he was blindly yelling.
Oh, he's just making these accusations.
Yes, about these things, not really knowing for sure, not really knowing, you know, just assuming that everybody's a master. I mean, he was 10 when Ki-Adi Mundi was on the Jedi Council and wasn't a master. So he may not know that.
You, my friend, are a master apologist right there, I'll tell you.
Well, that, you know, that's...
It's a bit of a stretch, but... I'm game. I'm following.
You know, from a certain point of view,
Well, yes, and as Charlie Ross points out, the biggest lie and the biggest liar, of course, is Obi-Wan. So I was sitting here thinking, well, why isn't Obi-Wan going to correct him? Because he's a big liar.
Because he's working on already. He's like, how am I going to explain this later on?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've got another voicemail here. This is from,
from John.
It is from John. Oh, I've got it right here. Here we go. John.
Hi, guys. My name is John. I'm just calling to let you guys know that I'm really glad that you guys put on a podcast like this. It's one of the best podcasts I've ever seen. I was wondering, is there any chance you guys could send me the very first one that you've done? Your friend, John.
Well, friend John, if
we,
you've been...
We inadvertently...
Well, we didn't do anything.
No.
As those of you who subscribe to the podcast, to the feed, and check it out at, of course, theforce.net, rebelscum.com, you know that earlier last week, and there was a episode that was released that claimed to be, well, I shouldn't say that. It claimed to be nothing.
No.
Really. But it was sort of suggested that maybe there was an interview with a big-time Star Wars celeb, and when you listen to it, it was not. It was indeed basically the show that Pete and I used to audition to do this podcast that we sent to Dustin Roberts.
Our audio application.
Now, I had it under... Well, at least I was under the impression that Dustin was going to keep that in the archives for some time. and not release it, yeah. But you know, such is life.
Yeah. Well, it's
not
one of those...
only did it leak out, but it leaked out with some creative sound effects by our own Jimmy Mack. And what's funny is your reaction, Pete, when you heard it for the first time, you didn't know they were sound effects.
Well, the first time it's like you hear somebody coughing in the background. I'm going, oh my gosh, I was such an amateur. I can't believe I was doing that. And it had to be me because you were talking at the time. So I was like, oh, I'm so terrible. I've come a long way. I no longer cough directly into the microphone.
Well, so anyway, but, John.
So April Fools to us.
Yeah, April Fool. It really, I think, was just as much an April Fools to Pete and I as it was to all of you, our listeners, you know, because we never really wanted that to get out.
To ever surface ever again. That's like that embarrassing picture that everybody has of you in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
When you're naked, right. You're three, you're like, God. Oh, oh, Mom, why do you have to bring that out every time I bring home a woman?
Oh, you are messed up, aren't you?
There are some problems going on.
That, yeah, I see that.
That even the best therapist
issues,
would have problems
issues.
With.
Anyway, we've got some issues with, of course, our first show. And it is what it is.
Yes.
You know, we really didn't
we
know.
We have come a long way, but, you know, so did The Simpsons, Seinfeld, and every other great show that you can think of. Its very first outing was...
Gee, don't set the bar very high there, you know. Good Lord.
I'm not comparing us to that. But it took a while for us to catch our stride.
That's right. And we're still doing it.
And we're still working. Still tweaking.
Still tweaking. So, John, there you have it. At some point, it will be released as part of the audio archives. And Jay Shepard has done a great job kind of corralling all of these links to all of the past shows, with the exception of the pilot, over at rebelscum.com. Wow. It's great to have you back, my friend.
It is great to be back.
I want to thank Pete for, of course, coming back. And
well, there was the possibility that I would just stay where I was and just be a bum.
Wherever you were, we won't say. I want to thank Jimmy Mack for his Galaxy of Music Volume 7, which dropped earlier this week. Thank you, Jimmy Mack, and thank you for those wonderful sound effects. On our April Fool's prank. April Fool's on us. Thank you to Jay Shepard and Dustin Roberts, of course. Wanted to send out this plug. Our good friend Jose Fuza. Did you see how I did that?
Yes.
I put a TH on the Z. Fuza? That's probably wrong.
It
but anyway,
wrong.
He wanted to alert everybody that he is starting what he hopes will be, well, it's not official, but it is the first real collectors and fan club in Portugal. So right now, you can take a look at the website. It's just a blog. They're working on the official site, but it's at http://swcportugal.blogspot.com. We'll have the link on our show notes. But it's Star Wars Collectors Club Portugal.blogspot.com. And then the official site that's coming soon is SWCCPortugal.com. So Jose has been really working hard on this, so we want to give him all the support we can. Pete, if they want to contact us, what do they do?
Well, you can send us an email at podcast@theforce.net. If you want to send us a voicemail, and we love to get those voicemails, you can use Skype, username ForceCast. Skype is free if you go Skype to Skype, so it's a great way to communicate. Or you can send us a voicemail the old-fashioned way at 330-871-4TFN. And, of course, keep an eye out on our forums all the time. You never know what's going to drop there. Those are at rebelscum.com, the official forums of the ForceCast.
You can all reach us... What was that? You can all reach us at MySpace. You can check me out at myspace.com/JasonSwank or myspace.com/PeterNadel or myspace.com/JimmyMacRadio. If you want to check out Jimmy Mac's site.
Well, and if you go to our pages, you'll be able to link to Dustin Roberts and Jave Shepard and TheForce.net and a whole bunch of other Star Wars people. So
I also want to send out a special thank you from on behalf of Pete and I to John, one of our most dedicated listeners, John Fagan, also known as Darth Fagan in the forums, sent us a nice little care package of some really rare stuff. It's pretty cool. A couple different versions of the holiday special, some fan-made documentaries. Got a lot of stuff to do on my day off Friday. Good Friday. Yes, it is.
Thanks it is to John good Friday.
Fagan. That's going to do it for us. For the ForceCast, I'm Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And we've got Farm Boy, a reprise of Farm Boy from Spaghetti Cake. We had an email from Glenn, who is the writer of this particular piece. And they've got some ringtones available, so you can check them out at myspace.com/spaghetticake. We'll have the link on our show notes. Here it is, in case you missed it a couple months ago. Here is Farm Boy. Oh, unless I forget.
The Force will be with you. Always.
Just a farm boy with dust in his eyes, a princess from pastures of green. Lonesome rebel, she sent out a call. He picked it up on his machine. Rescued and got away clean. Handsome rogue with a lopsided grin, a scoundrel and pirate was he. His partner in crime kept her running on time. Thick was the honor of thieves. 2,000 downtown to leave. Falcon flighted with destiny, headlong into the fight. Birds of a feather well weathered together, chasing the dark from the night. Silence, a crazy old man, trained in the art of the age. Gave him the weapon to make his return. The forces of darkness would come to reunite father and son. Falcon flight with destiny, headlong into the fire. Together, chasing the dark from the night.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.